I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead in Only a Game, a new biography of that prince of pomposity, that swaggering, sometimes staggering savant, Howard Cosell. But first, in January 2010, we first reported on Dave Cummings and his quest to make 1 million free throws to raise money for U.S. military veterans and their families. Yesterday, on Veterans Day, the New Hampshire resident completed his 2-year project right on schedule at the Basketball Hall of Fame. Only a Game's Doug Trabu was there.
Dave Cummings has made an average of more than 1,300 foul shots every day since Veterans Day 2009. Friday, Cummings walked onto the court at the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts, for his final trip to the free throw line, 1,000 shots away from his goal. The 44-year-old, who has a full-time job in public relations, came up with the idea as a way to pay tribute to U.S. military veterans and raise money to help wounded vets and their families. Cummings calls the project Hoops for Heroes, and his slogan has been 1 million shots, endless gratitude.
And I know that almost sounds cliche, but it's really how I feel, and that's the part that just, even though the basketball will be gone and the shots will be gone, I want that second half, the gratitude piece, to continue.
Hall of Fame CEO John DeLiva says Hoops for Heroes is one of the most creative uses of basketball he's ever seen.
He really represents each and every one of us that aren't in a Hall of Fame or aren't quote-unquote heroes. And each and every Hall of Famer would believe that their efforts and their accomplishments pale in terms of comparison to a veteran who's on the front lines or someone that's lost their lives defending our country.
Tom Satch Sanders played on 8 championship teams for the Boston Celtics between 1960 and 1973 and was inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. The Celtics had Cummings shoot during a timeout at the Boston Garden in 2010. Friday, Sanders and a team official presented Cummings with a Celtics jersey with the number 1M. Sanders says too many people assume the government or big charity organizations are the only groups capable of helping veterans.
But then you come up with a gentleman like Dave Cummings, and you see him reach out and find something special to do as an individual. And then it makes you begin to take a look at yourself and say, you know, what could I do?
One of Cummings' inspirations has been Mark Dakota, a Waterville Valley, New Hampshire resident who was killed in January while serving in the Army in Afghanistan. Dakota's family was on hand Friday, and his father, also named Mark, says they've received a lot of support from their community, and he hopes Hoops for Heroes will motivate others to do the same for veterans.
To be there for the people who are wounded and for just the people who have served, to let them know that we appreciate them is so important. And we know that now not only from my family's service, but from the loss of our son, we know how important that is.
Cummings gives all of the money he raises to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, a charity focused on U.S. military veterans and their families. The group's projects include funding the construction of a $60 million medical center in Bethesda, Maryland, for veterans with traumatic brain injuries. When we first spoke in 2010, Cummings was about to knock down his 100,000th shot. His goal was to raise $1 million, and he was confident he'd make it. But even with the Hall of Fame donating a portion of Friday's ticket sales, the total Cummings has raised will be nearly $70,000. Cummings admits he thought bringing in money would be easy.
I'll shoot, and the fundraising will take care of itself, but that's a job unto itself, and I was not equipped to do that. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would say that's a small disappointment, but the more than 1,000 and maybe as many as 1,500 individual contributions means a lot.
Cummings makes about 90% of his shots, and with one ball and one rebounder can knock down about 800 an hour. In 2010, just 2 months into the project, Cummings already had a clear understanding of the impact Hoops for Heroes would have on his schedule, but he was looking forward to the challenge.
I honestly think of it as a privilege to do this. It's fun, and I'm not thinking about 1 million. I'm thinking about the trip to 1 million, and it is a great trip.
Friday morning, with the crowd of about 150 people on its feet, counting down the number of shots left, Dave Cummings reached his destination. After the final shot, Cummings took a minute to reflect about what Hoops for Heroes really meant to him.
What I always think of is September 12th, the spirit of September 12th. I always think of unity And that's what I wanted to create in some small way with this project, is to have a bunch of people with a common purpose for something good.
Then he went back to thanking all the people who'd come, who were lining up to thank him. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.